Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know everybody processes these things that he's going to go to, he looks like a Duke player, he's going to go to Duke. Yeah, it doesn't always work out that way. But Duke got Cooper Flagg. I don't know if he signed on the dotted line because I'm not sure anybody has signed anything yet. But Cooper Flagg, the number one player in this recruiting class, has committed to Duke. He made that announcement on Instagram yesterday or today. And he is one of those players. He is one of those players. So he's a 6'9 shooter, passer, defender, dunker. He's one of those players. And John Shire continues to haul in incredible recruits. He just does. He's done it basically every year since he's been an assistant at Duke, and now 2 years in the head coaching job. The players keep rolling in. Jeff Goodman, from Field of 68 and The Messenger, which is brand new. You should check it out. Jeff wanted to write, so he found a place where he could write. He and Seth Davis are part of that. So thank you very much, Mr. Goodman. How are you?
I'm well. And this is kind of weird because, you know, Cooper Flagg was supposed to announce last Thursday. Obviously, everything happened in Maine with the shooting, so
right.
he waited. But he just kind of did it very matter-of-factly, right? There wasn't a lot of and that's kind of how he is as a kid. If you're kind of around him, he doesn't really love the attention. Certainly from the media, doesn't really care about it at all. It's not like he's arrogant or anything. He'd rather just play ball. And he just kind of did this, again, just, you know, pretty matter-of-fact, early in the morning. I'm going to Duke, and I'm out.
All right, so tell me, because I don't follow these things, but you do.
Yeah.
Tell me what kind of player he is.
So he's really not like anybody I've ever seen, because you look at him and, you know, you look at 6'8", he's kind of got a frame of like a Larry Bird type, and you expect him to be this elite shooter, and that's actually the weakness of his game. What he is an elite, he's got the IQ of Larry Bird.
Okay.
He passes like Larry Bird. He can handle it, and he's super athletic. So he's an elite shot blocker, maybe the best shot blocker in the country. And he can do it around the rim, and he can also do it closing out on perimeter shooters. So that's like the best part of his game, which is really weird to say, but he's got such a versatile game. You know, 6'8", 6'9", can step out and shoot it, can really handle it, get to the basket, probe, make people better, score when he needs to around the basket, pull up from mid-range. He can shoot it from deep, but again, he hasn't really had to shoot it from deep because he's been able to get to the basket whenever he wants. He needs the ball in his hands. He's a point forward. I mean, that's really what he is, right? Like, you envision him as a point forward because, again, he just knows where to get the ball.
Jeff Goodman is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Cooper Flagg committed to Duke. He was at Countdown to Craziness a week or so ago, and he wasn't the only one. He did go and sit with the crazies, which, for whatever that means, maybe it meant something. I don't know. But he was there with VJ Edgecombe and Pat Ngamba. I don't know if I pronounced his name right or not. I apologize. What are the chances that he drags those two there with him?
I don't know. I'd love to be able to tell you I'm like super plugged into these recruits. I'm not anymore. I used to be. That was, you know, 15 years ago when you asked me. I would have known the answer off the top of my head. I don't know. I know Big Pat was a guy that, you know, Duke really started to like a lot last summer. You know, you know, before that, I don't think he was a big target. Now it sounds like it's like them and Kansas State are probably the two leaders, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah, Kansas State made him a priority early. And Duke had the kid Flory that was a priority up until last summer. And then I think they like this kid Pat a little bit more. So, you know, listen, again, you know, John Shire has done an incredible job of getting the momentum and keeping the momentum, right? Like his classes have been every bit as good as Kay's classes, maybe better to some degree, right?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, again, you need to keep, you had the Duke brand. You had Kay early that could help you. He still can help you, obviously, and you got the Duke brand. You got momentum. You did well enough, and I thought he did very well last year for his rookie year as head coach.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to be good again this year. Obviously, like whether they're preseason one or two, the expectations are going to be a lot different this year than they were last year. Let's face it. Like, I don't think I had them in the preseason top 10 last year. This year, everybody's got them one or two with Kansas. So, you know, the expectations, year two, you got a really good freshman class coming in with all these returners. Flip looks healthy from what I heard that somebody was at their scrimmage the other day with Villanova. He looked great. McCain and Foster look really good. So they got a lot going for them right now. And, you know, it's funny. Somebody hit me up. I can't remember who it was, but somebody hit me up with, well, are you going to move Chira into your top 10? You know, I don't remember where I had him a year ago, but I had him, like, outside of the top 10 for top recruiters. Because, like, again, like, you and I could have gone in there and initially gotten top 50 players. Like, any, my daughter can get top 50 players at Duke. It's getting the right ones, and now obviously getting Cooper Flagg was huge because you're talking about the number one player.
Right.
And NIL changes the game. A great recruiter, and I'm not saying John Shire is not a great recruiter. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm saying in a lot of other cases now, a great recruiter is no longer a great recruiter because if they don't have NIL, they could be the best recruiter in the world. They could work the hardest. They could have the best relationships, be creative, whatever it is. But if you don't have NIL, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't think Duke's going to be lacking for any of the ingredients to get to get really good players. I want to close up. First of all, I voted for Tyrese Proctor as ACC Player of the Year. I think he's going to be Duke's best player, and if he is, Duke could win a national championship. We got about a minute here. Let me just, I want your take on Danny Hurley saying we are blue collar basketball, not social media basketball. I love that. Good for Danny.
It is great. I mean, listen, we need this. You know, Kay's gone, Roy's gone, Calhoun's gone, Boeheim's gone. Like, we need personalities in college basketball. For better or worse, like, Danny Hurley is the most quotable guy in college basketball right now. And now he's relevant because they won it all. So I love it. I want Shire to come back at him. I don't think it'll happen.
He won't know.
But please, John, if you're listening, come on, man. Come back at him in whatever subtle way you want to. But like, let's make this fun again.
Yeah, we don't have enough Lefty Drizels riding around town. Right, exactly.
Shire's too vanilla. He's got to spice it up a little bit.
Well, I'll see what we could do. Jeff Goodman at Goodman Hoops from the Messenger and the Field of 68. You got work to do. I'll talk to you very soon.
You got it, my man.
Take care.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, an infant formula company on a mission to get a lot closer to the most superfood on the planet, breast milk. Our patented protein blend has more of the important and most abundant proteins actually found in breast milk. We're the first and only U.S.-made formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. We even conducted the largest clinical trial by a new infant formula company in a quarter century, with clinically proven benefits like easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus a leading infant formula. And we make our own formula in the USA in our very own factories in Iowa, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.